Cairo Radio was paid a fee to air the following program. All information discussed on the following program is for general information purposes only and does not constitute legal advice or create an attorney-client relationship. Prior to acting on any legal matter, you should seek legal advice from a qualified legal attorney who can evaluate your situation and advise you accordingly.
Welcome to Your Partner in Law on Seattle's Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH. Your Partner in Law is brought to you in part by the law firm Gregorick & Associates PLLC. Charting your course to a secure future, Your Partner in Law starts now. Here's your host, Rick Gregorick.
Hey, good morning and welcome to Your Partner in Law. I'm attorney Rick Gregorick from the law firm of Gregorick & Associates. I've got Scott Ralston in studio this morning.
Good morning, Rick.
Hey, Scott. Hey, we got a really little bit different show for you today, and one I'm hoping you're going to really tune into and, you know, listen to for the full hour, because we're going to really develop some interesting thought processes for you. We're going to have New York Times best-selling author Rick Edelman on in just a short time. And so while we're kind of getting ready for that, I do want to mention our upcoming workshop, Scott, that we have. And it's really a class, folks. Think about going to school. And so we call all these classes. And our next one is...
There's no tests, though.
No test. Well, kind of. You know, the test is the follow through. And so it's this coming Thursday, April 11th. So just a few days from now, I opened up just this morning a few more early bird free tickets. So if you didn't get yours, we did sell out of the free tickets. So I made a few more available. So you can get them this morning. Just hop on to yourpartnerinlaw.com and go down to Real Retirement and click on the April 11th. We do have one coming up also on May 1st that's there, but early bird gets the worm. So do check that out. Scott and Ted are going to be there, and we're going to really address, you know, estate and elder planning from a really practical standpoint. What are the critical things that you need to know? And importantly, what mistakes that you really need to avoid? I mean, we look in our business of common mistakes. Now, Scott, we see them just constantly where we see things being repeated. And they're
drafting mistakes, appointing the wrong people, the wrong tax planning. You know, it's just the list goes on and on. I mean, that's just a few of the potential categories. But, I mean, we could spend literally 8 hours telling you examples of bad planning or bad appointments. It's just the list goes on.
And yet no one wants to really listen to us for 8 hours. So come on out. The event's it's scheduled for 2 hours. It's going to be about 90 minutes of class time. And then there'll be some Q&A and opportunities for you to do that. So do check out Real Retirement, How to Avoid Common Mistakes in Estate and Elder Planning, and go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. Like I said, I got a few more early bird specials, but they'll be gone hopefully by your most likely by the end of the show. So go ahead and get that taken care of. And we're going to have our really special guest today, which is Rick Edelman. Now, Rick is widely regarded as one of the nation's top financial advisors. And now this is some pretty high accolades from pretty high places. He's got the Investment News and RIA Business News as one of the most influential and transformative people in the investment field. He was ranked the nation's number one and underline independent financial advisor by Barron's, and he's in Research Magazine's Financial Advisor Hall of Fame. So when Rick comes on, we're gonna really dig into some very interesting things about all of our futures. And if you have any young folks hanging around, they might want to tune in for this one, because we're going to talk about a lot of significant changes in society that's going to be it's underway. So we're all feeling a lot of these changes. So Rick's opinions and his research and things that Rick has done over the past 30 years are quite remarkable. I remember Rick back from the early 2000s when he was beginning his ascent in the financial world, and was actually on one of our prior radio programs, Scott, when he introduced his first book, which my memory is telling me was called Ordinary People and Extraordinary Wealth, about 2001. And Rick's written 9 New York Times bestseller books since that time. So that's pretty impressive. And his latest book published in 2017, we're going to explore a little more today because it's just so relevant to how we need to think about our future investing, you know, whole lifestyle, jobs, and automation, technology.
And how quickly things are changing. I mean, some of these timelines that he talks about in his book, I mean, these are events that are really not that far down the road when our lives are going to be very different. So if you're younger, I mean, just think about what your life is going to be like 7 years down the road, 15 years down the road, 25 years down the road.
30, 40 years.
Yeah.
You know, the length of time we're spending in retirement. Everything is changing. But in the backdrop of all this, Scott, is going to be employment. And technology is rapidly replacing many, many, many jobs. And unlike the past, where the jobs were displacing, let's say, blue-collar work, factory workers, things of that nature, I think a lot of the technology today will be going after various professions. We see it, obviously, in accounting. We see inroads in law, medicine, huge coming up in medicine.
For real estate representation.
Diagnostic things, just about every walk of life. And Rick's done some significant research in this area, and so we'll want to explore him on that. So we want to make sure you go ahead and get your pen and pencil, folks. Maybe this will be the beginning of the class. And we talk about all this stuff in our upcoming class, Real Retirement, coming next one's April 11th, this coming Thursday. And we want to help demystify things and help you avoid common mistakes such that your planning works now and well into the future and how it's going to adapt to this ever-changing environment. Integrated estate planning between your finances, your housing, your health care, and your legal. These are things that are critical, and all of us need to spend more time and give them more attention with the complexities of today's environment, because it's just one of those things that we need to really focus in on. How you craft your estate planning documents. What provisions do you need to have in them for, in your living trust for disability provisions? How do you integrate those then, Scott? Like, we know how important it is to integrate, if you have a trust-based plan, to integrate the powers of attorney and make sure those things are well coordinated. Otherwise, we get a mess.
Yeah, and as much as things are going to change over time with technology and with changes in social norms, there's a few things that aren't going to change. One is taxes. The other is death, as we are fond of talking about. Two things in life that are absolute guarantees. Yeah. And so your estate planning needs to deal with taxes, death, disability, of course, as well, because at least right now we don't have a cure for, some of these diseases that cause a lot of people to become disabled. We don't have a cure for traumatic events. So these are things that are still going to need to be planned for, even though there's going to be a lot of changes, and this change is going to be occurring faster and faster.
All righty. So we have Mr. Edelman on the line. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning. Great to be with you.
Hey, it's an honor to have you, I'll say, back on the show. I think it was about 2001 when you just introduced your first book. I believe that was Ordinary People, if I'm not mistaken. It seems like
that was my third, actually.
Third.
Yeah, but yeah, it's been a while, so it's great to be back with you.
It really is, and congratulations on all of your success that you've had. But most importantly, about the message that you want to get to people about the importance of planning, kind of paying attention to these details and in their everyday lives. And from my perspective as the estate planner, how do they have their legal documents structured with this ever-changing environment? I'm kind of a technophobe in a way, or not really technophobe, but I'm cautious of technology because we see things happening that are wonderful, great, but then we're seeing such a dark side as well. And I know you've addressed that. So folks, for those of you who don't know Rick Edelman, he's the founder and chair of financial education and client experience of Edelman Financial Engines, which is, folks, the largest independent registered investment advisor in the nation. 325 financial planners, and the firm manages over $200 billion for more than a million clients across the country. And so, Rick, that's quite an accomplishment. And if you could say in just, you know, the 30,000-foot thing, what is the single thing that you credit your success to in the financial management world, since there's a million of you, so to speak, that are being, you know, financial advisors out there, and you've really separated and distinguished yourself?
Well, I appreciate that very much. I'd say it's a combination of factors. First is our focus on financial education. We devote a lot of energy and effort to making sure our clients understand how money works and the nature of the advice that we're providing to them. Many people in our industry don't bother. They just say, here, do this, and without any explanation at all. So we make sure our clients fully understand what's going on and why the advice we're giving them is in their best interest. And second, we're able to do all of that in plain English. No jargon, no complication. Money really isn't very complex. It's pretty simple and easy to understand these subjects if people simply bother taking the time to help you do that. And so being able to talk in plain English to make sure that you understand what's going on. And finally, we give advice that frankly is not what you often see from others. We give advice that is common sense and practical, not generated to make Wall Street rich, but generated to help you and your family achieve your financial goals. And I think that combination has proven to be a little bit different from most others.
You know, it really is. And Rick, it's so interesting to me as I look back over my career over the past 40 odd years. And, you know, financial education is something that, you know, the average person just gets very, very little of. We get nothing in, you know, almost nothing in the high schools and in college unless you're going to major in some sort of business or, finance or something like that. You're just not going to get that, you know, foundational understanding of, you know, what's the difference between a stock and a bond? Let's start really basic type things. And why do those things, work the way they do and they don't do it? And, you know, and I've even talked to people that have a really hard time grasping, you know, what is a mutual fund and why does that happen?
Right.
And all the things we talk about of diversification and things like that. And I want to pick up, we've got to take a quick break, Rick. And when we get back from that, I'd like to really dig into some of the revelations that you put forth in your new book, The Truth About Your Future. So folks, hang on in just a moment. And we're going to open the phone lines at 888-973-5476. If you want to talk to Rick, or Rick, me, or Scott, give us a call, 888-973-5476. The lines are wide open. We'll be right back.
If you invest in real estate or want to learn how to, you need to attend the Pacific Northwest Real Estate Expo, April 25th through the 27th at the Hyatt Regency in Seattle. Come network with over 750 real estate investors, over 70 vendors, and 45 professional speakers. It doesn't matter if you're just beginning or an advanced real estate investor. This event is for you. Hi, this is Tarl Yarber, a passionate real estate investor and founder of the Pacific Northwest Real Estate Expo. Come learn from real investors who will show you how they are crushing it. None of that guru nonsense. We have experts like Brandon Turner, Ken McElroy, and special guest Forbes Riley. You'll learn how to fix and flip, raise capital, find better deals, scale your business, lead conversion, off-market marketing, multifamily investing, new build construction, how to invest out of state, and a heck of a lot more. It's all happening at the Pacific Northwest Real Estate Expo, April 25th through the 27th at the Hyatt Regency in Seattle. For complete speaker lineup and schedule, go to pnwrealestateexpo.com. Enter radio at checkout and you'll save $100 when you register now at pnwrealestateexpo.com. Go to pnwrealestateexpo.com.
Many people with near or over $1 million in assets will mistakenly pay more in taxes in a long-term care situation than it would have cost them to set up an insurance plan to pay for the care needed. Due to recent changes in the Pension Protection Act, these new asset-based plans guarantee a tax-free benefit for long-term care and pay your estate back with interest if you never use it. But most importantly, it's about having a plan. All your children have to do is carry out your wishes, and you're not a burden on them. That's why I love the advice my wife and I got from Brian Ott and 525 Advisors. Brian has an asset-based class Saturday, April 13th in Bellevue. This class is aimed at individuals and couples who have accumulated close to or more than $1 million in assets and may be considering to self-fund long-term care costs in the future. Learn why that's not the best idea. Seating will be limited for this special asset-based class, April 13th in Bellevue. Reserve your spot, 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Look, I know how complicated planning your retirement can be, but you not knowing all your options can be costly. John Curley here with my friend and attorney, Rick Gregorick, your host of Your Partner in Law. Rick, tell everyone what they'll be learning at your next class on April 11th.
We teach individuals and families the ins and outs of estate and elder law planning. At this event, you'll learn how to develop your wills, trusts, powers of attorney, healthcare directives, tax planning, senior housing, IRA investments, and much, much more.
Boy, you cover it all.
We sure do, John. At this event, I'll be covering all of the important aspects of estate and elder law planning so that you can protect yourself and your family. Our goal is your peace of mind.
Don't put it off. Be proactive and have a plan and peace of mind. Start by attending Rick's class April 11th at 7 o'clock in Bellevue. Now, seating is limited, so make your reservation now. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com. Register at yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Now, back to Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorick on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH.
Hey, folks, welcome back. You're listening to Your Partner in Law. I'm attorney Rick Gregorick. You can find us on the World Wide Web at yourpartnerinlaw.com, or you can go to the law firm site, rjglegal.com. Folks, we've got Rick Edelman live and online right now today, and Rick's going to be answering your questions. So get called in, and we'll get a few stacked up here. And we wanted to kind of explore some of the revelations in Rick's new book. Now, folks, you all know Rick. You've all heard him on the radio, his show. He's been on for years and years. He's the founder and chairman of Financial Engine and Client Experience of Edelman Financial Engines. And Rick, thank you so much for being on today. And one of the things you said in the opening was really, I think, so dear to me as well. And it's about education and making sure that people have the right information in which to make a decision. And how is your new book addresses this, you know, in so many ways with the rapid changing of technology? How does this technology going to impact all of us?
Yeah, it's really true, Rick. My book, The Truth About Your Future, is a very unusual book for personal finance because most of the book is about technology, not money. And it's really important to understand that our exponential technological innovation is changing every aspect of life as we know it on the planet. Nanotechnology, biotechnology, bioinformatics, neuroscience, big data, artificial intelligence, robotics, machine learning, all of these are growing very, very rapidly. And we've already begun to become familiar with a lot of these, from self-driving cars to drones to tiny little machines that they're soon going to be inserting into your bloodstream to combat disease at the micro level. And you know, what it all means in a... Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, go ahead, wrap that up. Go ahead, Rick.
What it all means in a single word is longevity. Medical science is making rapid advances, and as a result, we are living longer than anyone has ever lived in human history, and we're not done yet. In 1900, life expectancy was 47. Today, it's 88. And over the next 20 to 30 years, life expectancy, if you talk to the futurists, biologists, physicists, medical doctors, and other scientists of that sort, they're all predicting that over the next 20 years, life expectancy is going to grow to 105, 110, even 120.
And that scares the bejeebers out of me, Rick. My goodness, how are we going to deal with this? I mean, that's an increase in population, although, you know, birth rates will have an impact on this and all kinds of things. And this really makes it... really difficult, I think, especially for younger people on what is their future going to be looking like. If I'm a millennial today, and I think, you know, how we address and look at this future and the jobs market, you talk about that in your book. There's just, my goodness, things go on and on and on. And looking at the ability of people to plan for the future when the future is, you know, uncertain, so to speak. We know it's moving in a direction, but boy, it takes these quantum leaps. Just like you said, self-driving cars, automated cars. You know, I get in a car wreck and my car drives me over to the hospital if it's able. This is mind-blowing. And then, you know, how this interacts with the job market, which I think is a lot of – you talk about that in your book about the automation of jobs. And it's not just the traditional – what we used to think of the factory worker and robotics and that. But this is getting into intellectual work, artificial intelligence, medicine, law, real estate, financial investing, the whole nine yards. How do we all grasp this?
Yeah, and this is why it's so important you become familiar with these innovations, because it not only represents disruption, many careers are going to disappear in the future, but new careers are going to be created, and life is going to get a lot better for the vast majority of us. We'll be healthier in the future. We will have greater abundance in the future. Costs for most of what we purchase will decline in the future as we use technology to make things less expensive. But it does mean disruption, that much of what you think your future holds is simply out of date. And that's why, from a financial planning perspective, you need to become aware of this today so you can make adjustments with your investment strategy, how you handle insurance, what you do about homeownership, how you treat college and the cost of higher education, because much of the methodology that we are using today is fast becoming obsolete.
Well, things that we've used for so many years. Hey, Rick, we've got a caller from Lake Stevens here. Daniel, good morning, Daniel. You're on with Rick and Rick. What can we do for you this morning?
Yes, sir. My dad passed away. He was 89 years old about a day before I put him in the VA hospital. And they told me it was going to be $5,000 a month and that they were going to dwindle his bank account away. And when that was gone, they were going to start in on Stella's home. And my question is, I was half owner on his bank accounts, and I was half owner on the deed to his home. I was just wondering, could they have done that? And my second question is, what can I do to protect my children if I get disabled or put in the home from the bank, from them taking my money out of my account and selling my home?
Oh, boy, Daniel, you've asked a very loaded question that is on many people's minds. I can't get into too many specifics, but really, you know, your dad kind of gives you a tip of the iceberg thing that if we, you know, as we age and disability sets in, that the cost can be staggering. And how do we pay for that? Now, whether or not, you know, one has to give up their home, and when we have co-ownership like you and your dad had, there's an awful lot of variables that go into it. In other words, if you and dad bought the house, each paid half for the house, that might be a different scenario than if 3 years ago dad gifted you a half interest in the house. Those would be, you know, kind of different scenarios. And Daniel, what I would really suggest to you, if you can, is to, you know, the foundation here is education. So our upcoming event, we're going to be addressing a lot of what you're dealing with right now and how to avoid those common mistakes. So go to yourpartnerinlaw.com and sign up for one of our events that's coming up there. I've got one this Thursday, April 11th, another one on May 1st. So really appreciate that. And Daniel, thanks so much for the call. I do have to go to a break, so we will be right back, folks, with more of your calls at 888-973-5476. And our special guest today, Rick Edelman, will join us back right after break.
Sometimes big events in your life all of a sudden cause you to wake up and realize you should start planning for the future. I lost my dad a little over a year ago to cancer, and I remember thinking to myself, I should probably have a will or trust. So I called Rick Gregorick. Now, the reason I called Rick Gregorick is because I've been listening to him on Cairo Radio on Sunday mornings, and the guy is an absolute expert. I sat down with him. I explained my situation. He walked me through all the different variables, whether it was a trust or charitable trust, real estate, taxes. It was so complicated. I was so glad I had Rick right there to walk me through the whole process. So be proactive. Take control of your life right now. Go meet with Rick Gregorick and schedule a complimentary consultation at yourpartnerinlaw.com. You can also listen to Rick's show like I do, Your Partner in Law, every Sunday morning at 9 on Cairo and KTTH. Schedule a meeting with my estate planner, Rick Gregorick, at yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
This is Michael Medved. Financial experts will tell you that you should have a plan in place for the high cost of long-term care. If your plan consists of using your savings to pay for any long-term care needs in the future, then take a moment to contact contact 525 Advisors. 525 Advisors are the local long-term care experts. They will show you how to set up an asset-based plan using a portion of your existing savings. Now, this way you maintain control of your money and you're guaranteed to get your money back even if you don't need long-term care. For every dollar you put in today, 525 Advisors will show you how to get $3 to $4 back in tax-free long-term care protection. Call 525 Advisors today to learn how you can put a portion of your savings to work and protect your family and the rest of your assets from the high costs of long-term care. Call today at 425-748-8188. That's 425-748-8188 and 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Look, I know how complicated planning your retirement can be, but you not knowing all your options can be costly. John Curley here with my friend and attorney, Rick Gregorick, your host of Your Partner in Law. Rick, tell everyone what they'll be learning at your next class on April 11th.
We teach individuals and families the ins and outs of estate and elder law planning. At this event, you'll learn how to develop your wills, trusts, powers of attorney, health care directives, tax planning, senior housing, IRA investments, and much, much more.
Boy, you cover it all.
We sure do, John. At this event, I'll be covering all of the important aspects of estate and elder law planning so that you can protect yourself and your family. Our goal is your peace of mind.
Don't put it off. Be proactive and have a plan and peace of mind. Start by attending Rick's class April 11th at 7 o'clock in Bellevue. Now, seating is limited, so make your reservation now. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com. Register at yourpartnerinlaw.com.
We return to Your Partner in Law on Seattle's Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH with your host, Rick Gregorick.
Welcome back to Your Partner in Law. Hey, folks, we have Rick Edelman with us this morning live, and Rick would be glad to answer any of your questions at 888-973-5476. In fact, if you call in and have a great question for Rick, he's been gracious enough to offer you a free copy of his new book, The Truth About Your Future, The Money Guide You Need Now, Later, and Much Later. I think that much later is a reference to how much longer we're living. Hey, Rick, thanks for being on the show. I really appreciate it. And I've listened to you for so long, and you're kind of no-nonsense, plain English approach. Helping educate people has been really good. And, you know, I would be remiss if I didn't ask you, if we sit here in today's, you know, divisive political environment, what does that mean to the long-term investor?
Absolutely nothing. We've done a lot of research onto this and discovered, going back to 1945, that no matter who's in office, no matter which political party is in the White House, controls the Senate or the House of Representatives, there is virtually no distinction in terms of the results of the economy and the stock market. Too often people believe that Washington controls stock prices, and they simply don't. This economy is huge, and whether or not you are in favor of the policies of the administration or of Congress, you're still going to go buy cornflakes this week. You're still going to use toothpaste. You're still going to put gas in the car. And so the notion that people are allowing what's happening in Washington to color their investment decisions is a severely bad mistake. You're very likely to do the wrong thing for the wrong reason. If you love who's in office, you tend to be more optimistic and you buy more in stocks. And if you don't like who's in office, you become pessimistic and you are holding less in stocks. Either way, you're making a wrong decision for the wrong reason, and our research makes that very clear in my book, The Truth About Retirement Plans and IRAs, explains in great detail why you should not mix politics with money.
Well, I think we shouldn't mix politics with lots of things in our lives, probably, but this is really boiling down, it seems to me, about the emotional component of investing, where I think so many people, you know, they're sitting there gritting their teeth, wringing their wrist, with the volatility in the market, which it looks kind of volatile right now, but it's just going up in a zigzag fashion like it normally does. And that day-to-day stuff seems to drive people crazy. How do you counsel your people about overcoming this emotional impairment that they have in their investment strategies?
Yeah, it's one of the most fundamental issues we deal with because behavioral finance is key. We make decisions out of emotion. We get excited when stocks are reaching an all-time high and it causes us to buy more. And when the market falls, remember 2008, how scared we were, and fear takes over and it causes us to sell. So emotionally, we buy high and we sell low. And we know that's the opposite of how you're supposed to do this. So we work very hard to help our clients understand emotional bias and to help them identify when it's happening to them. And we can provide the objective, third-party, professional disinterest, not uninterested, but disinterested, because it's your money, not mine. So I'm not as emotionally involved in it as you. And that allows us to provide the handholding necessary to help our clients double check themselves. And when they say that they want to buy or sell, why do you want to do that? How are you feeling right now? What's motivating you to have that emotion? To verify, is that the right decision to be making? And that sounding board, that reassurance, that pause and evaluation helps an awful lot in protecting people from making mistakes with their money that can prove costly.
You know, it really is so important, because I see this in my practice, and especially as my clients age and they get into their, you know, their golden years, if you will. And it really becomes, you know, so interesting that, you know, they either want to become completely conservative and out of the market and, you know, go into cash type instruments, which we all, you know, most of us realize that it, for most people, depending on where you are, you're just giving up a lot of future growth and security by not having a position in equities. And how do you, you know, what would be the number one thing you think you would say to a person regarding these emotions and how to overcome that?
Recognize that the primary reason that emotions take control is a lack of education. When you don't have facts, you tend to react with emotion. We tend to, for example, fear what we don't understand. So if we can develop the understanding, develop the knowledge and information, we become less fearful. We become more thoughtful, more deliberative, and we tend to make more effective decisions as a result. And that's why you do your radio show. It's why I do mine, and why I do my TV shows, and why I've written 10 books, why we do seminars and live events all around the country, to help people get the knowledge and education they need so that you can be better armed to make decisions that are in your best interest and not emotionally driven.
Well, Rick, it's a phenomenal message, and I want to pick that up on the other side of our little break that's coming up. Folks, you can get Rick's book online, The Truth About Your Future. I think Amazon Prime's got it for a great price, about $13, so you can't go wrong. And call in, ask Rick a question today during the show, and he's got a few copies available. And maybe he'll even sign that for you, so you'd have an autographed copy. So if you'd like a copy of The Truth About Your Future, give us a call right now at 888-973-5476, 888-973-5476. Your partner in law. We'll be right back.
If you invest in real estate or want to learn how to, you need to attend the Pacific Northwest Real Estate Expo, April 25th through the 27th at the Hyatt Regency in Seattle. Come network with over 750 real estate investors, over 70 vendors, and 45 professional speakers. It doesn't matter if you're just beginning or an advanced real estate investor. This event is for you. Hi, this is Tarl Yarbrough, a passionate real estate investor and founder of the Pacific Northwest Real Estate Expo. Come learn from real investors who will show you how they are crushing it. None of that guru nonsense. We have experts like Brandon Turner, Ken McElroy, and special guest Forbes Riley. You'll learn how to fix and flip, raise capital, find better deals, scale your business, lead conversion, off-market marketing, multifamily investing, new build construction, how to invest out of state, and a heck of a lot more. It's all happening at the Pacific Northwest Real Estate Expo, April 25th through the 27th at the Hyatt Regency in Seattle. For complete speaker lineup and schedule, go to pnwrealestateexpo.com. Enter radio at checkout and you'll save $100 when you register now at pnwrealestateexpo.com. Go to pnwrealestateexpo.com.
Many people with near or over $1 million in assets will mistakenly pay more in taxes in a long-term care situation than it would have cost them to set up an insurance plan to pay for the care needed. Due to recent changes in the Pension Protection Act, these new asset-based plans guarantee a tax-free benefit for long-term care and pay your estate back with interest if you never use it. But most importantly, it's about having a plan. All your children have to do is carry out your wishes, and you're not a burden on them. That's why I love the advice my wife and I got from Brian Ott and 525 Advisors. Brian has an asset-based class Saturday, April 13th in Bellevue. This class is aimed at individuals and couples who have accumulated close to or more than $1 million in assets and may be considering to self-fund long-term care costs in the future. Learn why that's not the best idea. Seat will be limited for this special asset-based class, April 13th in Bellevue. Reserve your spot, 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Look, I know how complicated planning your retirement can be, but you not knowing all your options can be costly. John Curley here with my friend and attorney, Rick Gregorick, your host of Your Partner in Law. Rick, tell everyone what they'll be learning at your next class on April 11th.
We teach individuals and families the ins and outs of estate and elder law planning. At this event, you'll learn how to develop your wills, trust, powers of attorney, healthcare directives, tax planning, senior housing, IRA investments, and much, much more.
Boy, you cover it all.
We sure do, John. At this event, I'll be covering all of the important aspects of estate and elder law planning so that you can protect yourself and your family. Our goal is your peace of mind.
Don't put it off. Be proactive and have a plan and peace of mind. Start by attending Rick's class April 11th at 7 o'clock in Bellevue. Now, seating is limited, so make your reservation now. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com. Register at yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Now, back to Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorick on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH.
Alrighty, welcome back to Your Partner in Law. You can find us on the web at yourpartnerinlaw.com. Do sign up for our events that are coming up. We love meeting all you folks. April 11th is our next one. That's this Thursday. Still a couple free tickets left, so grab those early birds, and then we've got more space on May 1st coming up. So our special guest today is financial advisor extraordinaire Rick Edelman, Financial Engines. I think everyone in the Cairo and KTTH audience probably knows Rick's been on air for many years around the market here and around the country, and it's really great. And Rick's new book about the truth about your future is really a book about technology and the impact of that. And Rick, you kind of divided your book into kind of a couple of different sections, where we have this first area where you're talking about the rapid advances that, you know, things that have all gone on, and kind of explain why you put the book together in this way and how you feel people need to take this information on technology and the rapid changing in our entire environment and kind of in your plain English, putting that together for the financial investments that we all need to do.
Well, we're undergoing a massive change in society as a result of technological innovation. We remember in the old days, we were an agricultural society. Half of all Americans worked on farms. And then there was the migration from the farm to the factory. And then there was another one from the factory to the office. We are going through a fourth wave now as we enter the technological age. The difference is that the last times this happened, it occurred over a generation. It took 40 or 50 years to move Americans out of the farm and into the factory. Whereas we used to have 50% of workers on the farm, we now have only 1% of Americans working on farms today. That doesn't mean 99% are unemployed. It means they're engaging in new jobs that didn't exist in the 1800s. Same thing's happening now as we shift with technology, only this time it's not going to happen over a generation. It's going to happen over a decade, which means it's very likely that the job you have today will not exist in 10 or 15 years.
And so that is certainly a frightening concept for most people.
It very much is. That's why I'm raising it, because you need to know this is coming. You can't be blind to it. You can't ignore it. You can't pretend it's not going to happen. I'll give you one quick anecdote. I was talking with a woman about this subject, and she said, "I'm an accountant. My job is fine. I don't have to worry about robots." And I said, "Well, good for you." I could argue, but I didn't. I said, "By the way, tell me, who do you work for?" And she said, "Toys R Us."
Oh, boy.
And, of course, she lost her job anyway because Toys R Us went bankrupt. So even though she's fine as an accountant, her employer was not fine. So you can't ignore what's going on technologically. And by having this knowledge, you can prepare. So the book explains what these technological revolutions are in AI and robotics, nanotech, biotech, bioinformatics, big data, 3D printing, and so on. And then the second half of the book shows you what it means for your personal finances. How will you save for college for your children? How much college will cost? How you deal with home ownership? How you examine whether or not your career will exist? I list in the book the 175 occupations that are going to go away over the next 10 years and the 171 that are going to remain. So you need to figure out if your career that you have today is going to be one where you're going to be able to continue working and earning a paycheck. And if not, preparing now for retraining in a career that will survive and thrive in the 21st century. And a big part of the book, of course, is on investment management. How should you be managing your investments in today's environment? Because many people own investments built for the 20th century. The best example is Kodak. The best brand name of the 20th century, they went bankrupt in 2012. And the year they went bankrupt, Instagram, only 18 months old, was sold for $1 billion. So you've got to look at your investments. Do you own investments that are built for the 20th century or the 21st century? And many financial advisors are not skilled in these subjects, and they're not therefore providing the kind of help to their clients that you really, really need. And so you need to make sure your financial advisor is aware of these technological innovations and can give you the advice you need for the future that you're going to have, not the future that your grandparents had.
Hey, Rick, we've got a call on the line from a little north of us here in Everett. And Michael, good morning, Michael.
Good morning. How are you?
I am terrific. Thanks for calling in. And you've got an interesting question here to pose to Mr. Edelman. So go ahead.
Okay. Well, I don't know if you know about what the Robinhood app is, but I was recently told about it, and I just wanted to get your insight on it.
Well, I know very, very little about it. But, Rick, are you familiar with this Robinhood app for the investor?
Yes, there are a number of new apps that are available on the internet that make it very easy for you to save. Robinhood is one of them. Acorn is another. There's several dozen that are out there. And basically, what they all have variations of a theme, but very commonly, they allow you to open accounts with very small amounts of money, I mean, and often a dollar, and they allow you to contribute. Some of them let you simply take all of your credit card purchases and you round up the transaction to the next dollar. In other words, your change gets added to the account. And simply by adding your change on an automatic basis, you end up saving money more easily than you would without it. And they allow you to invest that money into stocks or bonds or mutual funds to create a savings program with very small amounts of money. And they're pretty nifty programs. So we do like the idea that you should take advantage of technology's ability to give you access to savings accounts and investment accounts and doing it with incredibly small amounts of money, a whole lot less than you'll find at a traditional brokerage firm, which will often demand that you invest thousands or even hundreds of thousands in order to become a client. These apps let you, they democratize the investment world, and they can be pretty nifty.
Hey, we got to take a break, but Michael, if you hold online and if you get us your name, address, email, and phone number, we'll have Brian take that off air. Would you like a copy of Rick's book? It talks a lot about this stuff. It's pretty awesome if you're a reader. So,
yes, sure. I'd love one.
Okay, hang on, and we'll get right to you, and we're going to take a quick break and then more with Rick Edelman when we return.
Sometimes big events in your life all of a sudden cause you to wake up and realize you should start planning for the future. I lost my dad a little over a year ago to cancer, and I remember thinking to myself, I should probably have a will or trust. So I called Rick Gregorick. Now, the reason I called Rick Gregorick is because I've been listening to him on Cairo Radio on Sunday mornings, and the guy is an absolute expert. I sat down with him. I explained my situation. He walked me through all the different variables, whether it was a trust or charitable trust, real estate, taxes. It was so complicated. I was so glad I had Rick right there to walk me through the whole process. So be proactive. Take control of your life right now. Go meet with Rick Gregorick and schedule a complimentary complimentary consultation at yourpartnerinlaw.com. You can also listen to Rick's show like I do, Your Partner in Law, every Sunday morning at 9 on Cairo and KTTH. Schedule a meeting with my estate planner, Rick Gregorick, at yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Retirement. What does it mean to you? Has it changed as a result of today's economy? Are you worried about your future? Could there be stormy seas ahead?
Hi, this is Rick Gregorick, founder of Gregorick & Associates. We're a dedicated team of legal and tax professionals that can help you navigate your course for a secure future. Whether you're just thinking about your retirement or you're well into your retirement years, whether you're single, married, or involved in a domestic partnership, we can help you create your necessary legal and tax planning.
I am so glad I found one firm that can help me with all my legal and tax needs.
Call today for your free consultation. 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450.
You can also sign up for a partner-in-law event. Just go to yourpartnerinlaw.com and find the elder law or estate planning course that's best for you. You can register for both events by going to yourpartnerinlaw.com. yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Look, I know how complicated planning your retirement can be, but you not knowing all your options can be costly. John Curley here with my friend and attorney, Rick Gregorick, your host of Your Partner in Law. Rick, tell everyone what they'll be learning at your next class on April 11th.
We teach individuals and families the ins and outs of estate and elder law planning. At this event, you'll learn how to develop your wills, trust, powers of attorney, healthcare directives, tax planning, senior housing, IRA investments, and much, much more.
Boy, you cover it all.
We sure do, John. At this event, I'll be covering all of the important aspects of estate and elder law planning so that you can protect yourself and your family. Our goal is your peace of mind.
Don't put it off. Be proactive and have a plan and peace of mind. Start by attending Rick's class April 11th at 7 o'clock in Bellevue. Now, seating is limited, so make your reservation now. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com. Register at yourpartnerinlaw.com.
We return to Your Partner in Law on Seattle's Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH with your host, Rick Gregorick.
All righty, welcome back to Your Partner in Law, and we have our special guest today, Rick Edelman, nine-time New York Times bestseller on probably just about everything you want to know about financial investing in today's world. His new book, The Truth About Your Future, you can get it on Amazon and all the other great places books are sold. And Rick stresses education about your finances and understanding what these are, because once you know, it's not as mystified as you think it might be. Hey, Rick, thanks so much for taking time out of your busy schedule and, of course, on Sunday morning here. And your book really is interesting from a financial standpoint because you bring in so much of the technology and everything. And one of the things that interested me, because it's a constant thorn in my side as an estate planner, especially when people pass away or become incapacitated, and that has to do with dealing with their digital assets. And I know you addressed that. What are your advice on that, on how people deal with this?
I'm glad you brought that up, Rick, because it is a huge omission for an awful lot of folks. Many people are very proud of the fact that they have tended to their estate planning. They've got a will, and they've got a trust, and they've handled their affairs very nicely. Because, of course, as you know, half of Americans have not done that. But even those who have are forgetting an important asset. It's your digital assets. We are living our lives online in unprecedented ways. You know, my grandmother used to have a box of photographs in a stuffed in the bottom of her closet. Well, my photographs are not in a box in the closet. My photographs are online. You know, it's at Pinterest. It's at Facebook. It's on Twitter. It's on Instagram.
And maybe a thousand places you don't know about.
Yeah, exactly.
And hence, so, Kodak out of business.
It's exactly right. This is why Kodak couldn't make the shift from film processing to digital photography. And so the question simply becomes, if you die, if you become incapacitated,
does your family have access to your online assets? Not just photographs, but you're doing banking online. You've got online accounts with your insurance company, with your brokerage firm, with your employee benefits at work. All of these are online, protected by firewalls, passwords, and security questions. What happens to those if something happens to you? So you need to include in your estate planning the management and handling and distribution of your digital assets. It's very important that you make sure you have this conversation with your attorney.
You know, this is something that's been really challenging these last few years, and there's only about a dozen states that have addressed this issue, Washington State being one of them. And I think it was about 18 months or so ago, maybe almost 2 years ago now, but we enacted here in Washington some, I'm going to call it weak legislation, but at least something on digital assets relative to fiduciaries such as agents under powers of attorney, executors, trustees, having access to these, because it's just, you know, it's a problem. We've had a terrible time accessing people's financial accounts online. And, you know, not to mention even some of the social media. And like you said, you're storing your photographs. Well, how do your people get your photographs out of the cloud and things like that if they don't know your passwords and your answers to your secret questions and all those types of things? So what is your, I mean, how do you advise your clients in dealing with their digital assets?
First, we encourage them to talk with their attorney. We often set our clients up with their lawyers because they don't have a lawyer, and we do know, you know, a lot of terrific estate attorneys, so we're happy to provide those referrals. And we first want to help the client realize this is a subject that has to be considered. That's number one. Second is coordinating with their attorney on the best way to go about this. For example, where do you store passwords? And how do you store them? And what accounts do you have that are online? I mean, your family can't find an asset that they don't know exists. It's often true when you're dealing with life insurance. Many people own life insurance policies, and their family members don't even know that the policies exist. Well, how can you go get the death benefit if you don't even know the policy is there to be found? So the first is communication. We have to figure out a communications plan to reveal to the heirs the existence of the assets, and your lawyer can help an awful lot in the management of those assets so that passwords are preserved and distributed to the proper parties at the proper time, and it all begins with coordination with the attorney.
You're so right there, and this is a conversation I would say that has been an increasing part of my consultations over the last 5 years, 6 years or so, as we've more and more people and more issues tend to arise. Very, very difficult for folks who haven't done any planning or made sure that their loved ones have given them, you know, the information to access these accounts. I mean, with disability affecting so many people over, you know, age 65 to 70, we all know the, you know, the horrifying statistics that are out there right now that most of us will have some level of disability for some period of our life. And yet so few people, like you mentioned earlier, certainly less than half of the people have done a valid, good estate plan, if you will, or a life plan, and then included all of these ancillary things that are really what makes the plan work. I mean, I can write the greatest legal document in the world, but without the right people and the right information and the right access, they're just really not much value.
So it's really true. And so we need to recognize all of this as part of a bigger, broader context of how exponential technologies are changing so many facets of our lives. We can't assume that the way we've been doing things is the way that we need to continue doing them because of the way things are becoming antiquated. I mean, we already know this. We don't handle our telephone the way that we did 20 years ago. Many people don't even have a landline anymore in their home because they use their cell phone exclusively. And we all tend to forget that the smartphone is only 12 years old.
Hey, Rick, you know what? We're up against a hard close here coming up, and I wanted to make sure I get out my final thank you to you for coming on and make sure folks know that they can go online and get your book, The Truth About Your Future, and go to Amazon.Prime, and all your books are there and all the other great places that they sell books. So, Rick, thank you so much. Your message is really resonates well, and I think our Seattle market ought to do great with it with all of our technology. So until we speak again, thank you so much. And folks, we'll be back next week.
Thanks for listening to Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorick. Event info, newsletters, and Your Partner in Law podcast can all be found at yourpartnerinlaw.com. To schedule an appointment with Rick Gregorick, call 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450. For more information on the show or to sign up for a free Partner in Law event, visit yourpartnerinlaw.com. Tune in next Sunday morning at 9 to Your Partner in Law with your host, Rick Gregorick. Simulcast on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH. KIRO FM 97.3, Tacoma, Seattle. Your world.